As a result of the global economic slowdown, Indonesia's rate of economic growth went from 12% last year to 4.3%. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati says the export market that fueled economic growth during President Yudhoyono's first term in office may not recover for some time. She says in his second term, the president and his economic team will focus on improving domestic industries.
I guess President SBY and Vice President-elect Budiono is going to use the theme of improvement of the investment climate still as the main topic for their agenda in the next 5 years.
Indonesia possesses the large labor pool and abundant natural resources required to develop a manufacturing base that can compete with Brazil, Russia, India, and China. But in part because of an uncertain regulatory environment and poor infrastructure, the country has been unable to attract the investment needed to develop industry. Mulyani told journalists on Wednesday that the government will first require state-owned enterprises in key agricultural industries such as sugar and fertilizer to modernize and maximize production.
There is no, what you call it, a motivation to use their dividend or the money, the surplus from their revenue to reinvest it in this industry. President has already outlined an order and I think will be start for the first year of his next term, 2010, to start of revitalizing this industry.
To make the economy more competitive, she says, the government is looking at ways to reduce costly fuel subsidies. And Mulyani says the government is going to get tough with speculators who stifle infrastructure improvements such as roads and bridges by inflating the price of the land needed for these projects.
The government can take that risk if at the same time the government can make sure that any speculant who increase the price extraordinary, they are going to also pay the tax. So that is going to be like the neutralizing from the fiscal position.
Ultimately, she says, over time, the government must divest itself of more state-owned businesses to allow the private sector to grow. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.